Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Caroline Reggett, Managing Director for Code Factory, and there's been a lot of talk lately about mobile accessibility for Android, but there's also other new products and versions from Code Factory here at CSUN. So, Caroline, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hello, JJ.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about mobile accessibility, and I think by this point, most people are pretty aware with how it works, but why don't you just give us like the 60-second version, or what do you think is the most exciting thing about Android and where you're headed with Android?
Yeah, I think that the most exciting about mobile accessibility for Android is that really now every user can use an Android phone in a very easy and simple and intuitive way. So that's really what we try to do with mobile accessibility, to give a suite of 10 accessible applications so that the most common functionality of a phone could be really executed in a very easy way, like sending an email, do a bit of web browsing, dialing a number, read an SMS, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, that, what kind of features the mobile accessibility would give someone a reason to purchase that over, say, using TalkBack or Spiel?
I think it's really the ease of use. And if you don't want to have some headache and fighting with the system, and if you are not a tech-savvy user, then mobile accessibility is really made for you. And also the web browser application inside mobile accessibility is one of the most powerful applications we have, and that's a really great, great experience to be browsing the internet.
Noticed Google seems to be doing a little bit of work themselves on the web coming towards Android 3.0. What happens to mobile accessibility as Google perhaps, you know, if they're going to include a built-in web browser with the next version of Android, do you change the focus of mobile accessibility or just kind of keep enhancing it with the times?
Yeah, I think that we will always add some new apps to mobile accessibility to increase the functionality. And then we will definitely also increase the features and settings of the web browsing. Mm-hmm. And if Google comes with a new web browser, let's see how it does it. And if we can do more with the accessibility API, which is available, then we will also improve the screen reader component of mobile accessibility. That's for sure.
Sure. A couple questions that a lot of people have been asking. People that have been using the demo, when is the paid version coming?
The paid version is really coming very soon. I don't have a fixed release date, but it will come before the end of the 30-day trial demo, that's for sure. It's a question of days, a week or so.
Sure. And what about other languages? I know you've said that you are working on translations for other languages. Do you have a timeline for when those might be coming? Or?
Yeah, actually, when we came back from the CSUN conference, we will be working on the localization system in order to be able to translate the application and give support to other languages. I believe that, yeah, in the next couple of months, we will be supporting French, Spanish, Italian, German, and Portuguese.
Okay. Mobile accessibility, is, by the way, is about, 69 euros. Correct?
Yes, it is true.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 69 euros as a Spanish company, so European company. We have to put the price in euros. So today, at the current exchange rates, it's more or less 95 US dollar.
Okay. Great. Not only mobile accessibility, though, but Code Factory is still working on new versions of Mobile Speak. At least there's a new version for Symbian coming out within the next couple of weeks. I've seen some tweets about it, some of the features, but what's the big deal with Mobile Speak 5?
Yeah, so we're about to release, it's a question of days, actually. We're going to release it during this week at CSUN, the Mobile Speak version 5.0 for Symbian. And the main features are support for Symbian 3, all the current Nokia phones available for this new platform, which is Nokia N8, Nokia E7, Nokia C7, and Nokia 6. Mm-hmm. So that's a great step forward. And then also we've been working a lot on the Nokia email support. So now it works on the devices where it was not working before. That's been technically a very important thing that we've been doing in the last couple of months. And also we added a new review cursor feature. And there are lots of other improvements. For example, we just fixed the latest issues with the application for Twitter, the Tweet S60.
Sure.
And a lot of little other improvements. But those ones are the most important.
Sure. As far as people who might have the older Symbian 3rd edition phones, non-touchscreen phones, will the features like the review cursor, will that work for them as well?
Or? Yeah, the review cursor is a feature for the non-touchscreen devices, actually. And adding this feature, it also improves the functionality of some of the Braille review cursor. So that will also be some improvements for users of Braille display.
Speaking of Braille displays, have you looked into supporting the Braille pen?
Not yet, but we will definitely look at it.
Braille on Symbian has been a big thing, kind of segueing back. Is that something you've been able to tackle at all, or have you looked at it all for Android yet? Or?
Yeah, Braille for Android is not yet really possible because of the limitation of the system. We cannot actually simulate keys from external device.
Okay.
At least we can do it with a QWERTY keyboard, but not with a Braille display in order to control the device and be able to move through the interface. It is something that
sure.
we cannot do with the current XCBT API. So at the moment, we're not looking at Braille so much. We're waiting for some improvements with the XCBT API of Android.
Okay. Kind of jumping back and forth. The Symbian upgrade, is that going to be paid or free?
It's going to be free.
Okay. So basically anyone who's purchased MobileSpeak 4?
Yes. Free for all users of MobileSpeak 4.
There's the Symbian side of Windows Mobile. I know there's definitely a lot of uncertainty with, of course, Windows Phone 7 not being accessible at this point. So what does that mean for the future of the Windows Mobile platform?
Yeah, so the future of Windows Mobile platform actually really depends on the Windows Mobile devices that can be found on the market, and there are Microsoft is moving to Windows Phone 7, but we are still working on MobileSpeak for Windows Mobile. We are also working on a new small update that we should release in Q2 in order to support new devices. So we're still working on it, and we will also be working on a small update for Mobile Geo, probably to plug to the maps of the new maps 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So we still doing some software maintenance with Windows Mobile, but obviously because the market is going towards other kind of phones, it's not like the full priority, but we still, that's been 5 years of development. We really love MobileSpeak and Mobile Geo for Windows Mobile, and we really believe a lot in this product. So we keep maintaining the product and trying to make some small improvements.
Have you looked at other options for Android, especially? I know one of the things people are going to miss is GPS, and of course there's other things as far as OCR. Are those things that you're looking at? Are you going to let other developers take care of that? I know there's definitely other companies that are working on Android implementations. Levelstar has the Orion, and there's the possibility with the Braille Wizard. So what's your stance on working on some of those problems?
Yeah, it's hard to say at the moment. Obviously, we will try to add some new functionality to the Where Am I app inside Mobile Activity. And then for other apps, we will also try to release more apps within Mobile Activity. But as I was saying in another podcast not such a long time ago, we want to give access to our own Activity SDK to third-party developers, so that mm-hmm. a third-party developer can actually plug to our Activity framework mm-hmm. and can decide to create more apps, so that our users don't only depend on the time that we have at Code Factory to create more apps, and we can have much more Activity apps. And if someone wants to do an OCR or a more advanced GPS application, they are more than welcome.
If people want to get more information about Code Factory, how can they do that?
Go to our website at www.codefactory.com. codeswitch.es.
And you have a Twitter?
Yeah, the Twitter is CodeFactory, at CodeFactory, all together.
Awesome. Caroline, thank you as always.
You're welcome, JJ. That was a pleasure.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.